Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our 2013 VIP packages.
Yay.
Enhance your VIP-ness. Enjoy all... I just read what was written,
Rob. Right. I just think it's a great piece of writing.
Enjoy all our bonus shows, including the video in-demand feeds, plus the live video feed of our weekly show. Those are the passionate people that get to see this live. Mm-hmm. When we do it here, you're the very first. And who doesn't want to be first in America? It's all now available for your mobile devices. Some packages also come with a DVD of our Reno show and our Gabe Strine animated series.
Cool.
The 2013 yearly subscriptions are available now.
When?
Right now.
VIP-ness.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click on the words bonus at the top left-hand side of our homepage. Wow, that's the Mike O'Mara. A little nervous.
It's wild.
I don't get nervous on this show, but I might be today.
More nuts, Mike?
That's the Mike O'Mara Show 2013 VIP package. And now, to get rolling here, I thought it would be a very good idea to start the show with an announcement.
An announcement?
You can consider this a major announcement or not. It doesn't matter.
It's a major award.
You know, cue the music. This is the... this is something that I've held off making this announcement for a little while, but I decided I would make it today because my philosophy is no waiting. But this is pretty significant.
That's
and
true.
I guess the best way to make the announcement, Rob, is probably to share the announcement right
you
now.
You could do that if you wanted, sure.
Because a couple of guys in this room don't know what's going on.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the third time in my life, I'm going to be a father.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Jesus. Oh my God!
Good job, Regis.
Good job,
Regis.
Woo!
That's high tea.
What? Does Carla know about this?
This is, no, she doesn't.
Okay.
This is Larry King. Yes, Carla's pregnant.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you something. All right. Yes, does anyone really know what time it is? Are you stunned?
I'm shocked.
Are you shocked?
Yeah, I thought you
Buzz knew because he came to Thanksgiving dinner.
I thought you were adopting a Haitian.
Rob knew because I couldn't.
I have to tell somebody.
I said, I have to tell somebody. Yeah, I knew this last week.
Yeah. I really thought it was a disease. When you came to me and said, there's something that's happened and I need to tell someone. You can't tell anyone, not even Carrie. I was going to say, Mike, how long do you have?
Yes. Now.
You have a pep in your step.
Still a valid question.
What's that?
You have a pep in your step.
Not today. I ate macadamia nuts yesterday, and I feel like crap. But the fact is, but seriously.
Cheated death again.
But seriously,
but
folks, what a wonderful thing to have happen. And now I'd like to do the phone call to the middle school, made by me.
Oh, no.
Hello. Hello. I'd like to know why my child isn't performing better in seventh grade.
No. It's planned, sort of.
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's never really planned.
Right, as much as you can with these
it's
things.
It's planned as much as you can.
Right.
When I got married to my wife, who is so much younger than I am, she was a very normal woman at the time, and she still is a normal woman. The fact is, she wanted the normal things that any woman her age would want.
She was a normal woman at the time.
At the time. I've made her abnormal.
That's right. You've ruined her.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm saying, but the fact is, she wanted a kid for a very, very long time.
Yes.
I, of course, at my advanced age, was a little bit reticent about the idea of bringing another child into the world. But then
with Thanksgiving and you had the turkey baster out anyway.
We did. And, you know, what the hell? And I am confident that it's mine.
Up to a point.
Sorry about that, Mark.
I kid. Yeah. That'll hurt her feelings. I love you, darling, if you're listening to this. And I know you're high, sweetie. I love you.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Congratulations.
This is amazing.
Here's the thing. you get news like this at my age,
right?
And you react very positively, which I did. I actually did. Then the next day, which is when you really, really kind of let it all wash upon you, I found myself singing a lot.
And
so
really?
That tells me how I truly feel
sign.
About it. And I couldn't be happier. Carla is pregnant, and we'll keep you posted. And everybody say a little prayer that everything goes smoothly. And I just couldn't be
excited. You have two girls.
And this the podcast is now going to be on till 2073.
It has to be.
You have two girls.
Like I'm not going anywhere, guys.
We're going to be like the Rolling Stones.
We are going to be like the Rolling
Stones.
And
I really hate to ask, but are you pulling for a certain sex for
no.
the baby? Because,
no.
you know,
I said this
boys
before.
Make better pallbearers.
I understand.
There's more upper body strength.
Make better ball bearings.
And it's really, I mean, there's
that
really,
is so
the time to plan
funny.
Is now.
Yes, I'm aware of this. No, I said I'd love. Who wouldn't want a son? I have two lovely right. daughters who are very excited about this news.
Yes.
And I will also tell you that you know, if it's a girl, I have experience with my lovely daughters. They are wonderful girls. So I love girls. So you know, it's just that would be okay. And but who doesn't want a you know a little
well,
baseball
sure.
player?
How did the girls react?
They were very positive. They were kind of stunned. At first.
Did they?
It's out of the blue.
At any point, did they think
it's
it was
out of the blue?
Yeah,
not out of the blue. Well, I guess
thought.
It is. Out of the blue.
Yeah, I mean, you were screaming about low T like a month and a half ago.
Yeah,
I guess that's
I
okay.
Yeah, low T means you're not impregnating anybody.
I guess that stuff worked.
I was going to say, at any point when you told the girls, did you tell them separately or together?
I wonder if that boosted my...
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That did. Like
yes.
It boosted
your Michael Phelps.
It boosted your.
Yeah.
Did you tell the girls separately or together?
Together.
Okay.
At the kitchen counter.
At any point.
Thanksgiving morning.
Did they look at you like what happened was disgusting?
No. Stop that.
So you're saying, Dad, you and Carla did this?
Stop it.
Oh, no.
No, it's.
Dad, you still can.
A son would be great, but if it's a daughter,
right.
just one more caretaker.
That's true. Right.
That's yeah, the right. way I'm looking
that's
at it.
That's true.
Congratulations. That
this
is
such great news, and I've told you this already.
Yeah, we're very happy for
it's
both
amazing
of you.
To know that there's an unborn child that I will never see married.
but anyway, well,
unless,
maybe.
You know, unless of course,
you may not remember.
You know, unless they, you know.
Hey, we got married, Dad.
No, I'm thrilled, and my wife, this is she's going to be a great mother, and she's wanted this for a long time,
well,
and
great news.
We've discussed it for a long time, almost
yes,
since
I
we
know
got
you
married.
Have, yeah.
We've been together almost 10 years now, and you know, and the great thing was when I talked to my sister. She had just come back from visiting friends out in San Francisco. And
really? Did she have a lovely trip?
Yeah.
So nice to be able to travel.
Stop it.
God, this is not the time.
She's never done anything to you.
All she's done is treat me like a prince. I love Kathy.
So they went out there, and she was telling a story about my brother-in-law's college roommate,
right,
who now has a 10-year-old. And he's 63.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool.
So,
and
did
so
you
it made
the,
me feel good.
Did you do the math in your head? You're
oh,
like,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't. If you do math in your head, you're going to basically. This is going to be your reaction. You're
going to
go.
Well,
you
here's
do the
just
math
let me lay
head,
out.
That's
let me lay out some round numbers,
please.
Mike will be 72 at the high school graduation.
Right.
Yeah.
76 at the college graduation, and 80 when the kid gets the doctorate.
My dad, my father is 72, and he rules.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Like he runs around like he's in his 50s.
That's cool.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
your father was old when he had you.
Yeah. Clearly, I'm the youngest.
That's great.
62 is the new 52. So, you know, more guys are doing that.
Well, Buzz is trying to talk himself into that.
I said, you know what? Here's the thought process here. Okay. First of all, you don't plan for something like this. Secondly, my life over the last year changed dramatically, mm-hmm. Where certain things that used to be priorities for me, which was the finish line and not having to work anymore.
Obviously, you made it to the finish line this time.
And,
yeah, so to
and
speak.
Carla, I'm winning.
Life is good, and my perspective changed mm-hmm. on things, and Carla was always wanting this, and I'm excited to. I know what I've taken on here. I know what it's going to involve, and I'm aware of it because I've done it before.
It's so about you go.
Yeah, there are moments that it does.
Yeah, we just
you
sigh.
See, there was a TV show with a baby crying the other day, and I was sitting down, and I think the reaction was I was sitting in my 80s chair, and I just went,
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know, get to do that again.
But you know what? It's a
With that CPAP machine, you're gonna sleep right through that.
Mark knows, Rob knows, yeah. I know. It is the greatest thing in the world.
Do you know who's gonna suffer the most?
Who's that?
On this joyous occasion?
The child?
Beluga.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Oh yeah. Beluga's going to die of sadness because he's not gonna be number one anymore.
It's true.
Carlos listening. True. Don't say that.
So that's it.
It was funny. I thought about you a lot of the weekend and you said something when you came back from Haiti, and I kept wrapping my head around it because it's from an Elvis song, and the line is, some things are meant to be. I don't think this would happen if this wasn't part of the grand tapestry laid out for you.
I got to think that.
Congratulations.
Wait,
thank you,
so Elvis was the first one to say some things are meant to be?
No, but I kept hearing that in my head from the song Falling in Love. Yeah.
You just realized...
Drug addict.
Like a lot of, you know that I've had a lot of life-changing experiences this year, and sometimes you get to a point where you just say, yeah, it is meant to be.
It's got to be.
That's the way it is. First of all, I think that she needs to be a mom. Yeah, and I've always thought that about Carl.
The
and
best
I wasn't,
news.
And I wasn't going to rent it.
It was
going to
be you or somebody else.
It was going to be me or somebody else.
And for good news is that now she's safe.
You know what it is, though? Seriously, there were times when this was very, very, very stressful on our relationship.
Of course.
Very stressful. And I know. But this is a time when there was no stress at all. No
How
pressure.
Did she tell you?
That's what makes it right.
How did she tell you?
I'm driving back from where the hell was I?
Costco?
Play the odds.
I was getting the laptop fixed.
Oh, from Tyson?
I was either dropping it off or coming back, and she gets on the phone and she starts giggling. She says, I have something I need to tell you.
Uh-oh.
And I immediately think, oh, she's finally leaving.
It's over.
Before Thanksgiving.
And so she's finally, and so she said, I have to wait till you get home.
Wait till you get home.
That sucks.
And you can't do that.
No, you can't.
I will not allow
that
to happen.
That's not right.
You have to tell me right now. Tell me right now. And she told me in the car on 66, where most people in Northern Virginia get all of their information.
That's true.
And then I heard it on WTOP, but it was after.
I actually heard it on WTNT on Sunday.
Oh, it's excellent. How did it sound?
It sounded like this.
Another language.
All right, am I the only one? I have a homework assignment for all of you.
Okay,
you have to listen.
I've heard it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, I've heard it.
Have you heard it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, but Oscar's the only one who understood.
Of course,
Tweedledee
and Tweedledee have not heard it,
right?
Because their lives are la 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 all the
time. Right.
That's
listen
it.
To it's very simple. You're closest to it. Listen to it, and you'll hear it on Sunday.
It's on my presets.
Do you have it on your preset?
Of course. If you were to start my car,
I do not.
What is wrong with you?
Well, there's not a good show on it yet.
Oh, I get it.
Now,
you might get a free pass.
There you go.
Question for you. When you
don't like Andy Parks?
I do.
He's fine.
He's wonderful. Yeah. Very funny. When you called me and were complaining about the hostess man on the street that TOP had done, remember we had a very colorful exchange about it?
Yes.
Had you known the news at that point, you were so exceptionally goofy on that call. That was that day. So was that after Carla had told you?
Because
you
might have been before.
Because you were really goofy when you called me, and I'm wondering if perhaps you were just dying to talk to somebody about anything.
No, but I had to tell you.
We've known each other 20 years. You've called me 6 times.
That's not true.
7.
You're the first one. Rob's the first one on the show that I told.
It was great.
And,
it was so good.
And you know, and they say, oh, you should wait until now. I'm telling everybody now.
No,
so
cool.
Say a prayer. This is a tough time in the pregnancy for any woman. Right. And
thank God she's much younger than you. This would be hard on you because of your advanced age.
Shut up, Rob.
Listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Life is like that. Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most right with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us. Heavenly aroma still hung heavy in the house, but it was gone, all gone. No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup. Gone, all gone.
All right, everybody upstairs, get dressed.
We are going out to eat.
It's the Michael Mayer Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, we got a lot of downloads, over 16 million of them.
That's
and we're
right,
heard
Papa.
In 150 countries.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, let it begin.
That's right.
I just can't. I mean, I didn't even want to think about
you'll be fine.
What it's going to be like reading Facebook.
Just you already have two congratulations on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Get back to the copy, old timer.
All right. Our show is brought to you by The Man Grill.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Welcome back.
Not Thank Man Grates anymore. Now it's The Man Grate.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Right.
Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories.
Mm-hmm.
The Man Grate. We call it one of the year's best holiday gifts. It always is the best manly gift for dad you can give him. The Man Grate is 100% made in America cast iron.
Yeah.
So you get real steakhouse grill marks, and you seal in the juices for that great steakhouse flavor. The O'Mara Grill has cooked more stuff on the Man Grates than anything.
Yes.
The Man Grate is just $19.99. They've held their prices for 2012.
That's right. It's increased Mike's fertility.
Yes, it has.
All that protein.
It's all that iron.
The Man Grate is just $19.99 when you order through the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. But wait.
What?
There's more.
No.
Impossible.
I didn't write this copy.
When you order through us, you also get a limited edition TMOS grilling brush.
I'm so glad you brought this up, Mike.
Yeah, so
because what happened?
I tried to take the brush out of it this year. Damn it.
When you have a child, and I wasn't going to bring this up, but when Robert was born, I had to refinish the crib, and I used the grill brush. It made it shine like new. The crib looked better than the kid.
Thanks.
You got to get this brush.
Thanks, Robert.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Got the letters right on it. TMOS.
Really? All right, enough. Give the grilling grate that's changing
it's
the
great,
way America
great,
grills.
Great, great.
Give the Man Grate.
Yeah.
On the program today, how loaded was Rob Spiewak on Thanksgiving?
Oh, wow.
Black Friday makes me sad. I like Cyber Monday. I'm all about Cyber Monday.
It's a good day.
Buzz's Turkey, a stellar review.
Oh.
Yay.
Holiday decorating. I don't know if you gentlemen had a chance to look outside yet. Got a movie review, another two movies in a row. It's been a long time, many, many months, where I've gone to two movies in a row and actually loved both of them.
Wow.
It was the
loved
biggest,
both
the
of
biggest
them.
Thanksgiving weekend in Hollywood history.
And deservedly. And you know what? Deservedly so, except for that Twilight crap.
I might have seen that.
Rob's Thumb, Cyber Monday, and, I already made...
Well, that's a lot of stuff.
I already made the major announcement. So.
And what was that again?
Carla's having a baby.
That's right.
Wow.
You're going to want that day off?
And it might be mine. What? I'm not, honey. I'm sorry. No, you don't like that.
You're just doing shtick.
I'm just doing. I'm just comedy is my life.
You know what? All I can think about is how he flipped out. You were the couple weeks that you had to keep Lucy the dog. Now you're going to have a baby in the house during the show. It's going to be wild.
You know, you can really be a dick sometimes.
No, no. It's just. It's going to be
just
Lucy
discovering
the dog.
This, Mike.
No, it's going to be a different thing. It's going to be.
I know what it's
going to
be. I've been there.
And what I'm saying.
I've been there.
Can I tweet this?
What?
Do the news?
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, do it while you can.
What?
That's what I was going to say. Tweet that Mike will be a father and is suffering from typhoid.
No, I feel like crap today because I ate too many macadamia nuts yesterday.
Yes, well, that's not the way to treat your young father. You need to treat yourself well.
I know. The body has to be a temple.
That's
believe
right.
me.
That's right.
Believe
that's right,
me, if one more person tells me that.
A shul, I call it.
If one more person tells me that, I don't know what the hell to do.
That's okay. You're going to be fine.
Jesus Christ.
Did you learn nothing from Jim Neighbors? Buddy, too many macadamia nuts.
Did he eat too many macadamias?
I have no idea.
All right. Everybody's busting my balls now. How loaded were you on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Not that bad.
You Facebooked like your
face. That night. The night.
Your addiction. I've said this on the show before.
It's bad.
And we had a business meeting before the show. So I have to say this to you in front of everybody because otherwise it'll be too repetitive. But whenever I read that, I'm like, God. Channel just 1/10 of that energy into putting some shiny ducats in our pockets.
I know, Mike.
You know, it's just
it's
constant.
Hard to think money when you've had that much to drink. And we began drinking
addicted.
Together.
You're an addict. You're one of those people that's addicted.
It
to
is,
it.
And it's tough. And what happened is any sort of filter I have. By the time that Robert and I had finished loading the jukebox with Christmas records, which is our Thanksgiving night tradition, and I said, sure, how about a little more Crown? And then how about a little more? It got to a point where I was out of cherries.
Have you seen the new product, incidentally?
What's that?
I saw it in a magazine. I'm not sure whether you're aware of
it. The maple crown?
Yes.
I don't like that. I've had homemade maple-infused crown before, and it's too sweet. I would not buy that.
It's too sweet.
I almost give Rob a pass, though. He's got that big Thanksgiving. So after you deal with 50 relatives, don't you have to drink copious amounts of alcohol?
Well, I mean, it's just I don't care that he drinks because I certainly do that myself.
Right. No.
What I noticed about Rob was the fact that it's just, you know, you can tell when Rob is loaded because the Facebook posts go well into the evening.
Oh, yeah.
And they're constant and they become more and more mundane.
Well, you said what you said is that Rob gets to a point after a certain number of drinks that everything is great. Well, and things stayed great for so long at Thanksgiving, I wanted to share.
Oscar, you know, sometimes if a person drinks too much, it either comes out through their liver or it comes out of their pores.
Yes.
Their skin. With Rob, it comes out on Facebook.
It comes out on my fingers. Yeah. So,
it seeps out there. Not
enough that it ruined the next day. I was able to ruin the next day myself, but I had a lot to drink, and it wasn't a hateful drunk. It wasn't an, oh, woe is me drunk.
No.
It was, I was sitting with my kid, and he eventually fell asleep, and I was on the computer, and
and incidentally, when I'm on his page,
I've been
7 minutes trying.
There's
a
lot of action. I know.
It's like going to an SE movie. Like, you got to go through a bunch of trailers, and then you're like, this is it?
Yeah.
This is all I got?
That's all you got. That's right. Yeah.
See, because Friday is when the accident happened.
Right, yeah. So you have to.
I still don't even know what happened. I don't even know.
I'm so glad you came today.
I'm on this part. Incidentally, it's taking me 15 minutes to get down on his page because he is so addicted that it's just constant posts. But that's what happened.
My lovely girlfriend asked me what happened to Rob, and I said, I don't care. That's what I said. I said, is he alive?
Well, you see, the thing is the question was what happened to Rob, and he thought it was like as a boy that made me turn out this way.
No, because she.
I mean, I'm on Friday.
Yes.
Right. I'm on Friday, and it's taken me 30 minutes to get through these constant mundane.
He's active. He's got the time.
Oscar,
why not?
Truly doesn't care. He sent me a text on Thanksgiving that said, have a great holiday, and I hope your pound cake turns out okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's fruitcake.
Ass.
And that'll be none for you.
Yeah. Well, because I saw that, again, I was a little bit concerned, and I said, well, what is a post read? She said, he cut himself making those cakes. And
He doesn't get enough.
I said, he's going to be okay.
He does not.
Those cakes.
Now, some might say on this show that Rob enjoys a lovely swim in Lake Mead.
Yes.
He truly does. But it's not enough,
The lake is too small here.
The lake is too small. He needs to go home to his bigger lake.
Sometimes, Mike, we like to visit the ocean.
Yeah. The Rob Spiewak Ocean. I'm still on Friday.
But also.
You son of a bitch.
You
know, still on Friday.
Hey, leave her out of it.
I am still
on. The thing is that my mom, my aforementioned mother, was actually yelling at me in the emergency room for Facebooking. But it was all I had, and I was going out of my mind. I needed to do something.
I've ever been aware of his Facebook page, I'm scrolling through now. I'm on Friday. There are people, Jerry Lewis, 80th anniversary show. It's like, Friday.
Because they care. They don't want
Friday,
me to miss out.
12:19 a.m. Okay, we're starting to get into
the
30s.
Okay, this is the end of Thanksgiving.
Can't wait.
Day.
Yeah.
All right, November 23rd, 2012, 12:19. Picture of Rob's jukebox.
No, it's a video.
It's a video.
Don't even bother pressing
play.
Goodwill towards men and peace on earth.
Because it's
at Rob
Santa,
Radio.
Santa
and
baby.
And he puts at Rob Radio Broadcast Headquarters.
World Broadcast
Nice.
I got to that point where I said, you know what? What people want tonight on Thanksgiving is want to see a jukebox. They want to see it work.
He's taking pictures of his jukebox.
Videos.
And videos of his jukebox.
Don't you want to hit play and see it work?
Right. Yeah. No, don't do it. Don't humor him.
It's awesome. It's really great.
It's not that great.
It's great. No. Great. It was really great that night.
Yes, you thought it was great.
It doesn't dance around.
Listen. It does. You see the mechanism work.
It doesn't do anything.
He's pressing the buttons on it now.
Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen.
Wait for the old music.
Whirring and clicking. He's putting the 45 in there.
Taking forever.
Well, no, the record machine is doing it.
Yes,
all I have to do is sit back and enjoy.
And hold your hand still as you wobble back
taking
and forth.
Quite a while.
Holding.
Not a tight cue, is it?
It's Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
See, that's why it's Peace on Earth.
Not quite.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Or anyone else?
I'm disappointed for you.
But you know what's great? He really did hit play and watch it.
He did.
That's
so
how you get
apologies to the internet for Thursday night.
What happened to your finger?
Mm-hmm. You see, this is the thing, is Mike will enjoy this because this whole thing is based on stupidity. And when I pulled up to my Uncle George's on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. I'm just marveling over your Facebook posts.
And I turned to Carrie and I said,
Hundreds.
We forgot the yams.
Yeah.
And
she
said,
no.
And she said,
Steve Bridges likes your jukebox. Steve drinks the Kool-Aid. Steve drinks the Kool-Aid. Steve, I'm on to you, babe. I know you hate every one of us, except for him.
Oh dear!
Wow. I know you do.
Damn.
I know you do.
Thanks.
I know you do.
About to be a new
you're
father.
You're his favorite child. Yeah. You're his favorite child, Rob.
I know.
The son you wish
so you,
hadn't
you forgot
had.
The yams,
and she said you forgot the yams. I said no, we forgot the yams. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the car forgot the yams, and we went into Thanksgiving.
What
and
are
I
you
thought,
making with the yams?
We already ate them.
Are we talking?
You're still listening to Santa Baby.
Turn that off.
Still playing the jukebox.
And I really, I went through Thanksgiving thinking the stupidest thing I'll do all weekend
is
forget the yams.
Jukebox.
No, that doesn't count. And so we get up, and Friday is the day we make the fruitcakes. And the first thing you do is you chop the nuts. Okay. And I said, Robert, get out the food processor and be very careful.
Is this the initial foray into the fruitcakes?
No, we made two batches last week.
That's what I thought.
But this is, we're going to finish up on Friday.
Okay.
And I said, Robert, get out the food processor, and next to it in a bag is the blade. Be very careful with the blade. It's extraordinarily sharp. Do not monkey with the blade because it's very sharp.
Don't monkey with it.
And he said, yes, sir. Yes, and he brought up the food processor and he set it and the work bowl and he set it up and he put the blade on top of the food processor bowl. I said, great. Good job,
son. Am I hearing perhaps a little bit of your son being slightly culpable for this?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at
okay.
all. All I'm doing is I'm underscoring the stupidity of the protagonist of the story.
All right, very good.
Tis I.
Yes.
Son,
and so,
nowhere near the bus.
Yes, go ahead, Ben Franklin.
And I go and I bump the work blade, the work bowl, and the blade is on it, and it falls off the counter.
Yeah.
And what do you do reflexively when something falls
reflexively?
Off? Reflexively?
Are you on medication for your pain right now?
I was on Vicodin yesterday. I haven't any left today.
Okay.
Which is not great.
You reach to catch it.
Yeah, you go to grab it because you don't want it to fall to the ground. And I got it by the four fingers on my right hand grabbed sort of like the round middle part, and the thumb was pressed nice and tight right against the blade
It
was falling.
Yeah, that's tough.
And just to tell you how sharp the blade is, I did not feel it cut myself.
Yeah, that's how you know.
I felt it slide with the other fingers.
Ooh. Yeah.
And my mom looked at me, because my mom was there because we do the fruitcakes together. She says, did you cut yourself? And I looked and I saw a wonderful Hitchcock-like blood spatter on my floor. And I said, yeah, I think I did. And I go to grab it, and I look, and I see it.
Incidentally, and if you'll notice the way they communicate when Rob's in the kitchen with his mother, the dialogue, this is a real old reference.
Really?
All the dialogue and the same audio track is what you would hear from the Grapes of Wrath. So it'd be like this.
Did you cut yourself? I did, Ma.
And
Ma,
it was weird. I
cut myself, Ma.
It was black and white, and there was dust everywhere.
Yeah, there was dust, and Henry Fonda was in the corner.
And it was cold.
And I looked, and I just, to gauge the depth of the cut,
yes,
I kind of
it's a horrible feeling, the initial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's not a lot of pain right at the beginning.
Right.
No, I pulled it apart.
God.
Why
and
did you do that?
I saw the blood coming out.
Pumping.
Pump. Pump.
Ooh. Gushing.
Pump. Pump. And I said, oh, I did cut myself. And she says, I think you're going to have to go to the emergency room. I said, I don't know. I think we're going to be okay. Let's just put some pressure on it. Mm-hmm. And I wrapped two paper towels around it, and they are not only red through, they're shiny.
Yeah.
I mean, the blood is coming through at that rate. So we double up, and we get eventually eight paper towels, and I will eventually bleed through them, but I'm putting so much pressure on it that my hand is hurting from pressing on it.
Do you know instantaneously you got to go to the emergency room?
Yeah, at this point I realized it. And I did not know until that time, I cannot button my pants left-handed.
Right.
No.
And
oh,
I was
just
in
one hand.
I was in.
You're not talking about a button fly. You're talking about the top button.
The top button. Okay. And I mean, I was.
Why
wearing,
are they unbuttoned?
Well, first of all, the button.
How he does all his baking.
There are no fasteners because you're talking about a man.
It's a
that
modern
lives,
convenience.
That lives in cargo pants.
Yeah. Hello.
No.
Look what he's wearing right now.
I was wearing basketball shorts because you know it was we were baking.
Not with a button. Basketball shorts don't have.
No,
a button.
But I wasn't going
to
wear basketball shorts to the ER because it was cold.
Why?
Well, now your fashion sense kicks in.
It was cold. Okay. So I went up and I was really walking around sort of like a dog chasing his tail, thinking that if I perhaps got closer to my left hand, I'd be able to button my pants. So I'm walking around backwards trying to get my pants. But I eventually figured out that I could button the pants, then pull them up. Because I still can't do it. So we get to the hospital and we are seen immediately. And I said to my mom, this is not good, because it looked like Oscar was having a family reunion in the waiting room at the ER.
My people?
Very, very busy.
Like the heavy on the holidays.
That's
in the
their doctor's office.
And so when we went to sign in, I said, wouldn't it be better if we said, having chest pains, also cut finger. Because I thought that would move me to the top of the list.
Right. Chest pains would get you right in. Been there.
No, but what she did write was just cut, exclamation point. And I can't do anything. My hand is right now useless.
Right.
Because I can't write. Right. I can't do
stitches.
Anything.
I've always thought maybe it would help you if you did just put embarrassment aside and walked in and went, oh, God!
Yeah. No, right. It doesn't help.
Thought about it. So they said, immediately, just have a seat. And so I'm there for 15 minutes, and I don't want to read Good Housekeeping. That's when I started posting.
Are you keeping it elevated?
The bloody pictures on Facebook, and this is taking forever because I'm having to post left-handed,
right.
Which takes a long time.
You still got a lot of alcohol in your system when this happened?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think I'm fine. Right, it was like noon, so yeah, I had plenty of time to sleep it off. And then I finally get seen about an hour into it, and after an hour of direct pressure, they look at the wound, they open, they take off the wet. Seriously, the paper towels, this, I don't want to be too graphic, they'd started to smell. There was so much blood in them. It was really
zombies
bad.
Are coming now.
Yeah, and so and even after an hour of pressure, it's still bleeding. Pump, pump,
no!
pump. So they stitch me up, and I found the best place to get a shot is absolutely not your thumb, because you have no fat, you have nothing. It's just bone, and so they give me the lidocaine. Because they're gonna have they're gonna have to give me the stitches.
Yeah,
I got four stitches in my thumb, and so they give me the shot and. Then that hurts like crazy, and then another shot, and that hurts like crazy, and we wait, and we wait, and she starts to sew.
Well, the thumb is obviously not essential for posting on Facebook.
No, well, no, not.
We've determined that.
It's very slow, but you use your left hand. And so then she starts to sew, and then the doctor says what I love. She says, you're going to feel a pinch. You're going to feel some discomfort. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel some pressure, because they're about to run a needle
like
through my
already.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so she does it, and I said, I'm feeling pressure. She says, are you feeling pain? I said, yes. She says, what are you feeling? I said, well, right now, I just felt string be pulled through my finger.
Yeah,
can we
do
more painkiller, please?
Said, wow.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, they did. They sewed me up, four stitches, and then gave me a massive green thumb. And then I got a tetanus shot because I didn't remember the last time that I got a tetanus shot.
Itself.
And then this cancerous, horrible, wretch, villain nurse comes in to do this. The doctor who did the sewing was good.
The worst kind of nurse.
Yeah, but this thing comes in and her hair was snakes. And she goes in and when they give you the tetanus
Medusa
shot in your
arm, worked on you
yeah,
in the ER?
Yeah, precisely. Is it common for a nurse to get a running start to give a shot? Because that's really the way it felt. Like she started down the hall
so
and
was
she
this,
ran at
did she
at
give
me.
You a shot in the style of... Pulp Fiction when
they
give
the
Uma
adrenaline.
Thurman the adrenaline shot. Yes.
And then as soon as the needle goes in, this is what the nurse says. Oh, wait, that shouldn't happen. And I'm like,
oh, no.
What? And she says, the plunger broke. I think you got all the serum.
Oh my God.
Good and
luck.
Then she says,
you never want to hear that.
And so right after that, she says, and let's check your blood pressure. And she says, it's a little high.
So I'm getting
and
a picture.
And I said, I've had myself a day.
This is not necessarily booze-induced.
Right.
These Facebook posts are Vicodin-fueled.
Yeah, but also.
You're on Vic.
Well, and alcohol.
But the thing is the post during the blood was me just going crazy because nothing is happening. I'm sitting in a waiting room with, the entire cast of Hello, Pablo. And I've got to get, no one is seeing me. And I'm just bleeding through the towels and I keep adding towels. So that was really, when I was posting the blood pictures, that was just trying to.
Did Carrie give you guff about the ER bill that's going to come?
I did not even tell Carrie about the thing until I was home. I didn't even want to bother. She was at Black Friday. So my mom was there, and I said, it is so great.
You're lucky to have your mommy around.
Even at the age of 41, to have your mother around when you do something idiotic.
Sure.
Because I don't know that I could have driven there. And also, with two kids in the house, I don't know that I would have gone to the ER.
Such a pansy. I don't know if I could have driven there. You could have driven there.
I don't know that I would have driven there.
On that note, we have to break. We have to break. We have to break, Pansy. When we come back, I'll tell you about Buzz's turkey.
You know, the amazing thing is I went through the whole day and never, ever slapped a cactus. Because I might be a pansy, but I'm not an idiot.
Holiday decorating years and ago. Movie reviews when we come back.
Sweat, baby, sex is a Texas drop. And you do the kind of stuff.
Wow, we're only in our second segment. About, so put your hands. Our second segment is brought to you by a product I haven't gotten yet.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, no.
SodaStream. It's the ultimate holiday gift. SodaStream is the new way to enjoy great-tasting soda made fresh at home in less than 30 seconds.
Have you seen their great TV commercial?
Huh?
They have a great TV commercial.
Well, right now they got a great podcast commercial.
You should see it.
SodaStream turns water into fizzy soda in seconds. Without the lugging, storing, and disposing of bottles and cans, the handsome new SodaStream Source comes with a lighted carbonation indicator for the perfect fizz every time. Fill the bottle with water, snap it into the machine, push the button, and add your choice of favorite flavors. Without aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, about 25 cents a can. Choose your style and color at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's, or visit SodaStream.com. Good thing to do on Cyber Monday.
Sure.
SodaStream, smart, simple soda, and I look forward to having one in the O'Mara kitchen real soon.
They're great for a formula.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you...
Carbonated baby stuff.
I'm glad you survived.
Did you want to see the stitches?
No.
Okay. We'll put a picture of it up on the website.
It's a good thing you were nowhere near the broken glass Marcia produced on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Marcia.
Oh, boy.
She hammered?
What is it, a champagne flute?
Yeah, or I think it was a wine flute. Yeah, maybe so.
It's a champagne flute. We had a little mimosa action at the O'Mara house.
Yeah, that started with our parade coverage.
Yeah, we did the parade coverage. I was drinking mimosas. Carla was nice enough to run out and get a little OJ and the cheap champagne. I love cheap champagne.
She got Prosecco, didn't she?
No. We had Prosecco.
Oh, okay.
Not good for a mimosa.
Oh, I disagree.
We needed the regular cheap champagne.
Corbel.
And, yeah, the Corbel.
Nice.
And went out there and had a great time. Buzz came over and made his turkey on the Weber, which was just... Buzz brings this thing in, this huge turkey, and it's beautiful. It's got a darker color because it's been smoked.
Right.
And
always all, color with you.
He
always smoked.
Listen,
with Buzz.
Everybody should have a Burbank at their Thanksgiving because he made this bird.
Sounds amazing.
And he cuts into it, and I go over and I just grab a little piece of the white meat. Now, inevitably, on every turkey, 90% of them are a little bit dry.
Oh, 90% of the turkey, the white meat is dry, and the red and the dark meat's underdone. That's where most people pull
this
it.
This was perfect. And it was perfect because I think you brined it.
That really was the secret. You know, I don't even normally like white meat from turkey or chicken because generally I consider it too dry no matter what bird it's from or what size or how you cook it. But I think the brining and pulling it off at just the right temperature really made the difference. I'm very proud. It was a little bit of pressure to get it right, but I felt I could do it, and by golly, we did.
How many people did you have for dinner?
We had about 10, I think.
Oh,
it's
a good amount. Good amount.
Right? We have 8 or 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Right. And did you, for the 8, you could do a sit-down dinner at the table.
Yeah, we did a sit-down dinner at the table. Yeah. I made my lobster mac and cheese.
Oh, my God.
How did that come out?
It came out great. I followed the recipe. That's I would make it differently now. What I do is I take these recipes, I make it one time by the letter of the recipe, and now I know exactly how to make it to make it even
now
better.
Now he'll add Jameson.
Use your instinct.
And we may be diving into that on December 7th.
Nice.
Oh, oh,
nice.
We might have a little of that on December 7th.
I wanted to take some home. That was so good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And it was great. We had an absolute 10 grown-up Thanksgiving. Got to tell my daughters the good news.
Right.
They were there. You know, my daughters being grown-ups, they stayed the night. It was great. And the next day, we went to the movies with my daughters. And I will tell you something. I don't think in my adult life I have ever raved about a James Bond movie.
Did you go see Skyfall?
It's the best James Bond movie.
Really?
I have, all my life, I have been a Sean Connery guy.
I saw it.
I have been a Sean Connery guy. Skyfall was the best Bond movie ever made.
Here's a question. Everyone is saying how great this film is, but no one is saying why.
What is your analysis?
Why is it so great?
This is easy because finally, in an action-adventure movie, they give you the action-adventure, but they rely on the great actors.
Good.
Javier Bardem, Judy Dench, Daniel Craig is in this. And you got Ralph Fiennes, Ralph Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes,
Who was great?
This is Academy Award talent in every frame.
Wow. You know who was great on Happy Days? Ralph Mafe.
Ralph Mafe.
The acting is what did it.
Throw in a legitimate mega hit soundtrack
record
by Adele.
Yeah.
You know, and it had all the elements, and it was cool. So beautifully acted, and then they didn't CGI you to death. And the CGI they used is used so beautifully, and it's done so well. Are we having problems with our...
No, not at all. It's sometimes the mouse slides to the corner and then the screen disappears.
That happens at Rudy Martsky's house.
It was done so well. And Craig is now my favorite Bond.
You're on the Daniel Craig bandwagon.
I'll go now. if they keep doing them like this, I will go to every Bond film. It's so I don't like the genre. I can't tell you how much I don't like the genre.
I always enjoyed it.
Oh.
I think Roger Moore ruined it.
He screwed it up a little.
You know, Spielberg said he was offered, Spielberg at one point asked to direct the James Bond movies and was turned down by Cubby, what's his name?
Broccoli.
Broccoli. And Spielberg went on to make the Indiana Jones movies instead, for which we're all very grateful. But a little bit of a sad note, I read something the other day, and doesn't this happen with all the guys who play James Bond? Daniel Craig now says he's tired of playing James Bond.
They all get burned out.
But I can't wait
you
to
know
see
what? I think rejuvenated when the checks start rolling in.
Yeah.
I remembered how much I liked it.
I watched for like the eighth time. I watched Girl with the Dragon Tattoo over the weekend.
Oh, I love that.
I think Daniel Craig is the.
That movie.
It's great when you find a legitimate guy that's a go to, and he's almost in that category.
So good.
If Daniel Craig's in it, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But really, the movie's just really well crafted, and it's a great direction for the Bond. I think that this is it's been described as action adventure for grown-ups.
Sure.
And it really was just fun to watch. Man,
what about the dynamic
between
good story too?
Him and the young kid? I like that. I've seen clips of that. It's well written. It's storytelling again.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
What do you mean
the young kid?
Q.
Oh, Q. Yeah. It's very good.
I like that dynamic between them.
I mean, it's great, and they do a handoff on some certain characters. I won't spoil it for you. Just
Judi Dench show any nipple?
Again, she's got a great ass.
So good that when my old man gets into town on the 14th, I'm gonna go see it again.
I really
enjoyed it.
That is a movie I could. Yeah. That is a James Bond movie I could go. And this is on the heels of seeing Lincoln, which I think is going to win some Academy Award nominations as well. And the next one on my list is this Life of Pi that I'm hearing. Is it Life
I hear
of
it's
Pi?
Good. Yes,
I prefer
that's right.
Cake.
Oh, I can't get into that.
But I've heard that is supposed to be a spectacular movie. Although the CGI even on the trailer looks to be a little.
I think that one's more about the story. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And, is the attraction that and it's pretty to look at. But I mean, I think you'll get past the phony CGI with the story.
Thing that's troubling now is you've seen two movies that you loved, and the next movie that you don't like, you are really going to hate. Even if you don't hate it that much, it's going to be an ugly scene.
I'm even looking forward to seeing, I'm not a fan of Andrew Lloyd Webber. That's Les Miserables, right?
No, he didn't write that.
He didn't do that one?
I don't think he did
Les Miserables, the musical that they're making
the all-star cast.
With Anne Hathaway.
Christmas Day comes out.
I'm looking forward to seeing that one, too.
See that, too.
I'm excited about that.
Now, we had a story recently that said when men see a 007 movie, it raises their testosterone levels. That you come out, you want to drive fast and shoot people. Did you have any sense of that when you came out of the theater?
I think I was still reacting to my successful testosterone level fathering a child. I think that's exactly what it is. No, I just loved it. I took my daughters. They enjoyed it, although it's definitely a guy's film because they were kind of like,
usually
Dad. And it
really?
Got them to go. That held their attention.
Even with the Adele music? Kids love Adele.
I love the Adele.
You really
soundtrack.
Have to. I mean, even the storyline you have to pay attention to. It's fun to watch,
that's
but it's
the
one of
thing.
Those things.
I also don't think that James Bond movies translate to the small screen. I think you got to see them in a theater.
I think
that's
you're right.
True. That's always been that
and
way.
I popped for the IMAX.
Right.
You know, come on.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It's just ridiculously overpriced.
Yeah. $20, right?
It really is. Yeah, $18.
Yeah.
$18 a ticket.
And
you don't get
snacks with that?
No,
you should get milk duds. For $18, you should get milk duds.
I mean, it's like a casino to go to the movies with three people.
Hell yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no good.
It's insane.
Did you enjoy the other Craig movies, the Bond movies?
I haven't really... You know, I'll look at them occasionally, but I don't even go to the theater. This had all the elements in its reviews that got me to go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they talked about the acting, and then you had Ralph Fiennes in there, and you had Albert Finney.
Yeah.
You know, you had these cast members. That's what got me into the theater. I'm not
Mike,
a big guy
Mike
for
never
going
misses
to Bonds.
An Albert Finney movie. Going back to Annie.
I love Albert
He loved
Finney.
Them all.
I love Big Fish. Albert Finney reminds me of my old
big
man.
Big Fish.
Albert Finney is my old man in a lot of ways.
Great.
It reminds me of my father in a lot of ways. Maybe it's the breathing. I'm just
stop it. Oh, how dare you? What's it's the true. Matter with you?
It's true. Holiday decorating, I promised that I would.
You get a deal on extension cords?
Oh, God.
You have more cables in your front yard than we have in the living room.
My yard is such a wreck. Listen, I'll tell you one thing. I said this to Carla last night when we went outside to look at my finished product.
Fell down three times getting to the door.
I said to Carla, I said, hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
You know what that yard says? That yard says this was done by a man himself.
Yes.
No faking this.
That's right.
No. That's my handiwork
nothing
out there.
Professional really. About this job.
It looks a lot better when the sun goes down.
I bet.
That's
sure.
That, exactly. Well, that's the whole point of Christmas right. lights. Yeah. But what a pain in the ass. I said I'd do it if Barack Obama won the election, so I've done it next year, not the case.
How long did it take?
Next year. You know what I'm going to be next year? Right. Christmas time going like this.
No, you know what? Next year, those decorations will still be out there.
No,
maybe the ladder will get put away.
Well,
I'm
going to go. Now, what do you mean? What does that mean? That I'm lazy and I'm not going to put my stuff away?
Sometimes people leave them up, you know, throughout the year.
I'm not that kind of guy.
You're not that guy?
No, do you remember when your Christmas tree was up for like forever?
Well, the Christmas tree is not my responsibility.
Oh, sorry.
It's not. That's why I haven't brought it down yet.
There's a woman with child that takes responsibility.
Mrs. O'Meara, well, I'm going to bring the tree down, but she's responsible for decorating
it. Do you still have Mike's? You still have Mike's discarded Christmas tree?
I do.
Are you using it?
No, I don't. Remember, threw it in the dumpster.
That's what I thought.
It didn't work out. Over the balcony.
Yeah, because he hates Jesus.
But I did it.
No, it just didn't work.
And one last note before we go to break here. Black Friday. I know it's a horribly violent thought. My sincere apologies. But how about just thinning the herd on Black Friday?
I think it's a great idea.
Maybe it's select stores. You have people sitting there with submachine guns. Just cutting them down.
Did you see
those people fighting over the phone?
I think that the gun is a bad idea. I think a lethal injection might be good. Maybe just, you know, the occasional hypodermic needle to people that are standing in line.
It just made me sick. It really did.
I hate it.
I mean, I just don't, especially with, I'm all about Cyber Monday. I back it 1,000%. Mm-hmm. It's new technology. We're new technology.
Right.
Of course, you have to go through the Amazon page.
We'd prefer
please.
It.
Please do. Yeah.
I went on Amazon.com and I was in Casa Grande Arizona, which isn't Phoenix. It's like 50 miles south of Phoenix.
Say it the way your people say it. It's
Casa Grande.
That's nice.
Always. No one ever calls it that.
Yeah,
Casa Grande!
And I was online shopping or something.
I did a bunch of online shopping on Amazon, but you can only spend so much time in my girlfriend's parents' house. So I said, let's just go and do something.
You got
to
get out.
Just to get out.
Yeah, so we went to Target and... while it wasn't at midnight the next day, I saw all the deals that were there on the shelves online.
Yeah. Right.
It's the same deals.
Yeah, why bother?
Have it delivered to your house.
Right. Why battle the weather? Why battle the crowd?
Well, do you
why
see the
parking?
Type that's out there, too, for that? I mean, it's really kind of an element. And it really seems like very, very people that – this is it.
It's like hunting for sport.
This is just people that are completely and utterly manipulated by the magic box. Mm-hmm. These are people that live inside their
televisions.
Yes, Rob, they're all fat.
A lot of them are fat.
And they were manipulated by the magic box, and they go out there, and that's why they responded. But it made me so that when you see people fighting over merchandise, it's just it's disgusting. It really, our consumer culture, which we rely on this show, and I'm all for advertisers, and I'm all for buying stuff. And I love the click and buy with Amazon. I really do. Please go through my.
Well, the thing is that this morning on the Today Show, the first thing was talking about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then they went into the fiscal cliff that no one's going to be able to pay their taxes.
How I built mine.
So we're talking about spending all of our money, and then we don't have enough money to pay for our responsibilities, and this is why the rest of the world hates us.
Absolutely.
And that really, we're a victim of it because of the media. We are formed by the media.
Well,
we answer to it.
Well, there's government spending and there's individual spending. Individual spending can be good. I know we'll talk about that too. But
explain that to the Europeans,
thing.
But they still hate us.
Well, it's over. I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. It certainly was a great holiday for me, one that I will never forget.
Truly missed you,
and it was a good time. And
thank you for having
us. A little programming note for the show: not this coming Friday, but a week from Friday will be our official Christmas party open house.
Don't miss
it.
Yeah, that doesn't mean listeners are allowed to come to the house.
No.
But we bring
select invitations will be going out.
We bring everybody. Everybody's welcome to come. Our doors are open. What time do we start? I forgot what time.
We'll probably start an hour early, I think. We did that in the past, and what happened is
we started 10?
I think we did.
Really?
I think.
Really? I thought we started later.
Well, he's got Rob Radio later on.
No,
so.
I won't be doing that.
How about regular time?
And I thought we started at noon, and we did.
Yeah, we started later.
Seems
we started
to me
at
we
noon.
Started earlier.
No, we don't start
if
earlier.
If anything, I think it would be like a 10:30 start, because that's our early day normally.
He's conjuring.
He's cagey.
Yeah.
What do you have going on?
Not a damn thing.
No, you said your wife's coming.
Yeah, sometimes twice.
I mean, you were.
Gross.
Although, after Thursday.
I know that it's usually ever forward on the show, but it just hit me. You know, with Rob and his injury, why don't you ask him who made him dinner yesterday or the day before?
Who made you dinner?
Jessica and John. Jessica Pilates came over. They cooked for me. Nice, huh?
Part of the mob.
Yeah.
Part of the mob.
It's good to have
really.
A mob.
What did they make?
It was turkey burgers. They were good.
Really?
Yeah.
So your finger was so hurt you couldn't cook?
Oh, so she didn't cook for you. It's not like she came over. No. She came over and threw a frozen turkey burger
on
the griddle.
The husband, John, did.
Oh, John
did? You guys just hung out in the
room.
When
did he pass out?
No, he actually was able to keep it together.
He didn't faint at all?
No, he didn't faint at all.
Wow.
I thought it was great.
So I want to mention that I think we're going to start the shows at noon. That's
okay, perfect.
I remember starting at noon because then everybody can come by.
It was later.
And as the afternoon goes on, everybody, you know, we have more and more people coming by. We invite advertisers to come by.
That's a good idea.
We have family members. Everybody comes by. And we, you know, we all put out a little spread and we pop in here and we do the first show and then we take a break.
That's right.
Then we do the second show. We take a longer break.
Then we do the third show.
Then we do the third show.
Third show.
Third show's always the best. Then we run them between Christmas and New Year's.
And that's also right. Remember, there was the bonus last year of the fourth show that was Oscar's show.
Oh, jeez.
That turned into a bonus show.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Well, that might happen again. Well, you're going to be behaving.
I can't drink.
Oh, that's
tell me about it.
That's really sad.
Yeah, it was sobriety, by the way, for all of you in recovery. I don't know how you do it.
Today is inspirational.
I'm day five, and it is
only day five.
It is maybe day seven.
Has the shaking
is it day
stopped?
Seven Monday? I would say Monday. Day seven. Day
he doesn't
seven,
even
seven.
Know what day it is.
Wow. It is
beside him
going out to maybe one of the funnest places in the world that I enjoy personally, which
is
Phoenix,
drinking place.
Yeah, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Right.
I'm there outside. It's Ohio State versus Michigan. There are 200 people just blacked out drunk in front of you. I'm meeting my friends, and I'm like, can I get a water?
Meanwhile, Oscar's going to Target with his girlfriend.
It's for the best.
How's your tummy feeling?
It's not better, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, bro, that sucks.
Are you going to get a regular doctor's appointment?
I'm getting scoped hopefully in 2 weeks.
Rob knows a nurse who can sew up those holes in your stomach.
Get a running start.
We move on, right?
We move forward and just make sure.
I got a month.
Once you're fixed,
yes.
Hope you go back to the old ways. Yeah. We'll take a break and come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this, everybody. What is this?
This is
Mr. Heat Miser by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. This is from The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Hey, do you still want to do that Setzer thing?
You know what? I found out it's at the Strathmore. It's in Bethesda. So it's a hell of a haul.
Too much effort.
I might just listen to the CD.
The Strathmore, though, is a great place to watch.
It is a great, but do you want to go to Bethesda on a Tuesday?
No, you don't.
What time is the show?
Like 7. We'd have to leave at noon.
Don't you go to Quench on Wednesdays?
I do.
Every other.
Oh, speaking of that, we'll Quench for Knowledge.
Yes.
Join Rob Spiewak, Mark Ronick, and their lovely assistant, Diana Ash.
Yeah.
Thursday, November 29th, I will be at Quench. Thursday.
I am so excited to have you out there. I'm going to write a trivia category about you.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. Yes, don't bother with that.
Oh, I will.
November 29th, Quench in Rockville, Maryland.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how great is Mike?
Favorite trivia game.
10.
Quench for Knowledge. Okay, Thumb.
How old will Mike's child be?
Okay. It's fun.
Senior citizen father Matt.
This is good. This steals me for what I'm going to read from listeners later.
Yes.
And enjoy the signature cocktails and cuisine that make Quench your best destination at any time. Why does that always happen to me at this stage of the show?
Well, you're getting older.
Thank you. Bring your friends. The fun starts at 8:30 Thursday, November 29th at Quench, 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. Kind of tricky, so put it in your nav to get over there.
Piece
okay?
of cake.
Take
your
right
Quench
to it.
Is in Rockville, and they have a lot of fun out there. And I'll be joining you. I think Mr. Holstein and I are having a little meet and greet out there. We're having a meeting ourselves, and that's why I'm going out there to Quench.
It's always going to be fun. Great prizes, and we haven't done it in 3 weeks, so the excitement is high.
It's going to be. Let's set a record out there. Okay?
I absolutely like that. Nice. Yeah.
Let's get a lot of bodies in there at Quench in Rockville. I want all our Rockville friends to come out and say hello.
Open the thing.
Let's do that.
Mike.
There we go.
It's open.
We killed another one.
Yeah.
You did.
And, hey, Jeannie.
And for no reason at all, I had you doing Larry Hagman during our parade coverage.
I thought you knew already when you had us do that.
No. And
I didn't realize, like a Queen's third person.
I didn't realize that Larry Hagman would pass on Friday. So safe home, J.R. Ewing, hey, Major Jenny. Nelson.
Oh, wow.
You remember J.R.
Yeah,
at all?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Dallas.
He lived a lot longer than he should have.
Yeah, he had another liver, right? He livered up, right?
Yes, he chewed up a liver because he had a replacement.
Yeah.
An alcohol and a drug abuser.
Didn't
right.
the new Dallas have J.R. on?
Yeah, yes. Oh, he was yes, in it. And also, he was, it was throat cancer, I think, that got him. He was 81 or 82.
Mm-hmm.
And, he did not look good at the end, although his eyebrows never suffered
they
at all.
Flourished.
They were
hey, Jeannie.
Now, here are some classic moments from J.R. Ewing on Dallas. And for me, I just remember Dallas as the show that came on after the Dukes. Because
right.
that was
yeah,
Friday
course.
Night. And
yep. Chad?
No. The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Right.
Here's a J.R. from Dallas.
Tell me, J.R., which slut are you going to stay with tonight?
What difference does it make? Whoever it is, it's got to be more interesting than the slut I'm looking at right now.
Ooh.
I'm going to bring Bobby down. I'm going to cut him out if I have to destroy Ewing all to do it. Marriage is not always a bed of roses. Isn't that right, Pam? No? Nobody here but us rich folks.
Well, his money's safe, J.R.
Oh, I know it. Pays to have Ewing blood in your veins, no matter how it got there. No one you care so much for Sue Ellen. She's just like your mother. Another drunken slut who ran away.
Oh, dear.
You slime.
Oh, J.R.
Do you have any Jeannie, I Dream of Jeannie?
I do, but I do want to make a mention. Of course, one of the biggest footnotes in television history. Who shot JR?
Doesn't really matter now.
It was huge.
It was a dream sequence.
No, that was Bobby never died.
Oh,
Bobby
whatever.
Came back. But
I didn't watch that
who
show.
Shot JR? And this is Larry Hagman talking to Katie Couric. And it was a national obsession.
Yes, it was.
Like 77, maybe, I guess it was.
Yeah, and it was the biggest television audience garnered by any show to that date.
And here they are talking about how they came up with it.
The whole who shot JR concept was kind of a happy accident, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We had done, I think, 22 shows, and CBS was making so much money, they wanted to extend it for four. And our producer said, well, let's just shoot the SOB and figure it out later.
That's awesome.
Brilliant, really, and that's the way a lot of those ideas happen.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
It was, because it did strike the national consciousness.
Do you remember who shot him?
Hold on. It was one of the ladies.
It was.
Was it Bing Crosby's daughter?
Yes, Mary Crosby.
I got it!
Kristen! Yay. Playing Kristen Shepherd. Here is that clip.
You went to the office that night with J.R.'s gun. It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
You think you've got it all figured out.
Get me the police.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, J.R. Not unless you want your child born in prison. Now, wouldn't that be a scandal? Jock Ewing's grandson. Jail baby.
Give me that phone. I'm not going to jail for her.
Nobody's going to jail. I'll handle Kristen my own way.
Damn.
John Ross Ewing, Mike.
Wow.
And, of course, you brought it up. I think my favorite use of Larry Hagman was in I Dream of Jeannie.
Great, one of the great TV theme songs of all time.
Oh, very good. Right. And, of course, Larry Hagman, Bill Daly, and Flaming Queen Hayden Rourke as Dr. Bellows. And not a lot of us.
I love it when you identify the old actors that are Flaming Queens. What is going on in there? What is going on in there, Major Nelson?
But here's a clip. I like this clip mostly because it has at the end of it Jeannie's blinking noise. Jeannie's blinking.
Hey, that's beautiful.
How about this?
Yeah, it's great.
What are you doing?
I'm withdrawing from the campaign.
You mean you do not wish to be governor?
I think I'm finally getting through to you, Jeannie.
Oh.
Would you please get rid of all these decorations and posters and things, please?
Oh, no, Master. Never do that to your darling
please,
face.
Please, right now. Just
oh,
get rid of
no,
it now.
Help.
Wow.
Love that. And you know, he was really funny. And one thing he did that always made me laugh, when he was forced to appear in a scene because Jeannie would like make him appear,
yeah,
he would always appear and fall down. And I always just thought
yeah,
that was funny.
True.
He'd fall down because you think if you've been teleported, you might lose your balance.
Yeah. Right, right.
So anyway, sad to lose Larry Hagman. Did you see any of the Seahawks-Dolphins game yesterday?
I did not.
At one point, the sprinklers went
off. I watched
on
a
the
lovely game last night, though.
I'm sure you
oh,
did.
Oh, yes. I think you liked the ending of that, right?
Hey, for all you, just a little note, personal note, football
yes.
note from me to the Redskins nation.
Please.
All right?
Yes.
For the Redskins faithful that are beginning to Redskins fans are very similar to Yankee fans.
In what way?
Very.
They're certainly not used to winning.
To inspire confidence in Redskins fans requires very, very little.
Right.
That's why with a sub 500 record, they're speaking like Super Bowl because they're so cocky.
Well, that was a great game.
They kicked ass on Thursday. Yeah. They beat Dallas, Dallas
didn't show up.
Dallas didn't show. And now you're getting. And so I just like to say it's going to be an interesting game. Against the Giants. Yeah.
It's next Monday night.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Interesting.
I think the Redskins should start.
I might be texting you, Ronick.
No, that's fine.
You and I might be going at it that night.
I will be at that game.
Oh, you're going to the game?
Yes, yeah. A friend of mine got me tickets before the season even started.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a great football game. That's like the best Redskins game, home game in a long time.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big deal.
Both coming off wins.
The Redskins should start figuring out their ring sizes because Super Bowl.
That's right, Rob.
Absolutely. You know what? I will give old RG3 credit for the Redskins. Yeah. He has, I believe now you may have the Redskins as the number two team in the NFC East.
That might be
the case. But, it's just I got the first taste of overconfidence when they were beating Dallas on Thanksgiving Day from my buddy Pete. Who was just there? Hey, this is great. We're gonna. Have
He
got very happy,
and I got very sad. Did anyone say something? I will give you my house if they beat the Giants on Monday night.
Did anyone use the phrase "run the table"? All I got to do is run the table, and then you run the table.
In the NFL, they really don't. The Redskins are in the hunt because they won that game on Thanksgiving. Yeah. They are in the hunt. They did
lousy division though, right?
Isn't
that the reason?
Yes.
The Giants could have helped the Redskins an awful lot by losing to Green Bay,
right?
But they killed him.
They did.
So here's a brief clip from the Seahawks-Dolphins game. They ran a small package, spotlighting a tremendous run, and they go back to the field, and the sprinkler heads are all up on the field, squirting water everywhere.
Someone forgot to unplug the automatic timer. That's hilarious. That's going to be officially a gardener's timeout.
I do like the phrase, it's a gardener's timeout.
A gardener's timeout.
A lot of football this long weekend.
Oh, can I say one more thing about football? I used to be such a huge fan of Joe Buck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like Joe Buck anymore.
Today. Yeah.
Joe Buck is like all snark now.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
And Troy Aikman's such a hometown boy.
And Troy Aikman's just so
there's a lot of that.
I was thinking back, Thanksgiving makes me think of John Madden, Pat Summerall.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And think back to, the grand old days of sports broadcasting, and you listen to Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, and you kind of go, that's what they all are now. They're kind of a slightly nerdy, snarky guy with an ex-jock that has nothing really funny to say. Where are the Don Merediths? Where are some of the guys that are funny? You know where they are? They're on the scrap heap. They fire them.
They don't talk. A lot of them are on the radio now.
Summerall's still alive. Summerall is still alive, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. He's home making stuffing out of hunks of stomach.
I heard he was sitting up and eating cake.
Very alert, Mike. Right. The Kansas City Chiefs has a tradition that on the weekend.
Losing.
Yeah, no.
Got time for a couple more.
Okay, I'll do this quick then. The Chiefs, they have players deliver Thanksgiving meals to shut-ins.
Yes.
And then they film it, and it makes them look like good guys. What happens, though, when you deliver a meal to an older shut-in, and all she tells Dexter McCluster is, you need to play better.
Yeah.
Y'all got to start winning some games.
Definitely, but we're working hard.
Just so you know, she wouldn't have a meal if this guy did not bring her the meal.
Instead of thank you,
you better start winning some games.
You better start winning some games.
Definitely, but we're working hard.
I'll be praying for y'all, but y'all coming up short.
Man, you got to pray a little harder.
Y'all got to work a little harder.
Definitely. It's always room for work. That sounds easy.
He wanted to be anywhere but there at that point.
You got to get out of there. I don't care that I can't afford his food.
Penn State is almost
goddamn
finished up.
Goddamn, win a game, you come out here with turkey and stuff.
Sound like Mayor Barry.
You just come out all that time.
No, I saw Mayor Barry on Channel 5 this morning. Mayor Barry doesn't even sound like Mayor Barry anymore. Yeah.
Game or lose, game work their ass off. Doesn't matter to me much. Give me stuff and I don't know. Come to knock on my door, bring me a free meal. Why don't you spend some of that time on practicing, you're running and stuff like that.
You big fan of the Chiefs?
I don't care for them.
Why not?
They ain't winning games.
You want some more cranberry sauce?
I'd like some cranberry sauce, stuffing, mashed potatoes. Mike Douglas.
Montel Williams.
I did enjoy this. Penn State finished their final game of their first post Joe Pa season. Mm-hmm. I think they beat Wisconsin. And their new coach is Bill O'Brien. And I just like the way he says that they're a bunch of fighters. I don't know if it's the way he took a breath, the way he was mic'd. It's just nice the way he referred to his players as a bunch of fighters.
Coach, we talked all game long about the emotions of this senior class, the emotions of this team. How were you able to get them to focus and get this win?
They're a bunch of fighters. They are.
Bunch of fighters.
Was that recorded in your bathroom?
That was actually a YouTube poll.
Oh, okay.
So I did the best I could. And I closed. Did you watch The Simpsons last night?
I did.
It was.
I'm so jealous of you guys. You've stayed with that show over the years. I haven't watched The Simpsons for 10 years.
It is really. Last night was.
It's hit and miss.
It is, but it was hit last night. Yeah. There was a lot of really sort of telling writing and angry writing.
Uh-huh.
And it was a lot about the death of Steve Jobs. And now Steve Jobs is in heaven.
Yes.
And this is Steve Jobs. I close with this. Steve Jobs talking to God, okay?
You know, we've got a new version of that tablet.
But I just got this 3 months ago.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I do. And yet, I still wound up here as your boss.
Can I get Christmas off? It's my kid's birthday.
No.
That is your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you, Rob.
We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mark this date on your calendar. It is Monday, January 14th. The debut of the Mike O'Mara Show, our evening replay of our podcast, which will be coming your way to Washington, D.C. radio listeners from 7 to 9 Monday through Friday on WTNT. That's 102.9 FM and AM 730. We are delighted to be...
That is not that kind of TNT.
I thought we needed sort of a song to indicate the fact that we're going to be on WTNT.
We're a new sound on WTNT.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We do not necessarily fit the rest of the radio station.
Or is it that they don't fit us?
Well, the good news is management is okay with it, and we're okay with
it. That's right.
So it should be a lot of fun. That's January 14th. The radio return in Washington, D.C. of the Mike O'Mara Show. Looking forward to that. So join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 9. And local advertisers, we look forward to making your acquaintance once again.
Taking all calls.
Should be a lot of fun. Let's get the news on here. Buzz is standing by. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. It's Cyber Monday, and we're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Make this your easiest holiday shopping season or your easiest Cyber Monday ever. From toys to clothing to the Kindle Fire, which I believe is on sale today for like $129, right?
You're right, yeah.
Hey, Mark, I got a question for you.
Yes,
so
sir.
How soon will we be able to find out how our listeners did for this show on Cyber Monday?
Within a day, we can get a good idea, and then a couple days later, once more items have shipped, we'll have an even stronger idea.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is the best way to help the show.
Yes. Right?
Is going through
and
our page. And we've set it up for you so it's real easy to do your online shopping at Amazon through MikeO'MaraShow.com. You know, we get credit for it. You know it by now. You know the
sure.
story.
Mm-hmm.
This is the biggest cyber shopping day of the year. We'd like to be a big part of that. And this is a huge day for us on the show. So
and that Kindle
forget.
Fire price today is below their manufacturing cost, yeah. by the way. And they have gift wrapping and gift cards there, too. Amazon does the shipping, as you know. There is no better way to help yourself and the show than to do all your holiday shopping, all your shopping year-round through the Amazon link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bookmark it, please, so it's handy every time you need it, and we thank you.
Go to Amazon for diapers, formula,
mm-hmm.
pacifier.
No, it true. Begins.
Onesies.
It begins.
Yep.
Now, on
you
one hand...
You gotta start thinking about that stuff.
I know I do. Don't need to start thinking about it 9 months early, though.
Know what to get you for Christmas.
Maybe. Thank you very much.
On one
James
hand,
kick your ass across the state line.
Oh, yeah. He had a child when he was older,
I
too.
Like the same pattern. It's my shirt. It's my shirt.
It's true that all these holiday sales, including today's Cyber Monday, contribute to this culture of consumerism, buying stuff. On the other hand, it creates jobs and is in itself a sign of economic recovery. Black Friday sales were technically down nearly 2% this year, but that's mainly because Thanksgiving Day sales are on the rise and some of the Friday business shifted to Thursday. We don't have the numbers yet on Small Business Saturday, but the weekend overall saw us spending more than we did last year. While the average Thursday-Friday shopper spent $400 this year, or last year rather, he or she spent $425 this year. That's an increase of about 6%. We spent over $1 billion on the Thursday-Friday sales this year. That's the first time we've ever crossed the $1 billion mark. Today, we'll spend $1.5 billion online, up to $250 million more spent online today than 1 year ago. Holiday shopping for the whole season is expected to increase by 17% this year. That's a huge increase.
Yeah. I think, you know, if anybody is coming out of this a little bit, and feeling a little bit better. People want to get back to it. They
yes,
want to get
do.
Back because we've been in this malaise for so long.
Yes, we have.
People are looking forward to it.
I hate malaise.
You know, Don told me something years ago. We had a discussion about people that are tipped on the old Don and Mike show. And I've always remembered, you always want to take those, keep those people in mind. If you bump into them, make sure you get them, you know, give them a $20 bill, $10
sure.
bill, $5
this
bill.
This helps too.
You know, this is their time too. They're busting their ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the postal people. I'm talking about UPS. I'm talking about FedEx. They're the guys that, you know, haul that stuff, and they are going to be killing themselves for the next month. So, you know, keep that in mind.
And as a UPS guy told me yesterday, please mark your curbs, your house, your mailbox so they can find you.
Yeah.
That's the greatest frustration, apparently, Amen. Of UPS drivers. But with a 17% increase, if that's not a sign of consumer confidence and economic recovery, we're not sure what is. 70% of our economy is consumer spending. Now, the White House is seizing on this moment of hopeful spending to warn us about the changes we could be facing in our taxes. The White House is talking, of course, about the fiscal cliff we're facing in just a little over a month. The White House says that if we don't hold the line against middle-class tax cuts, if we don't raise taxes for the rich, all this consumer spending goes away. The administration says these changes could slow the economy by making shoppers cut their annual spending by $200 billion next year.
Billion dollars.
Now, there are signs of hope that we won't go over that cliff.
I want to tell you.
Congress goes back to work this week, focused on finding an agreement, looking at new ways to cut government expenses and to raise more money.
Just thought I'd stop by, make sure everybody had a good turkey day. Everybody have a good thing. Fiscal cliff here.
Yeah,
how you
good.
Doing?
I thought you'd be here sooner.
Yeah, well, you just decided I'd get some of your stories out there. And, yeah. You know, you're fear-mongering is what you're doing. You're fear-mongering,
no,
trying to scare
the
people.
Opposite cliff.
Don't do that. Everything's going to be A-OK hunky-dory.
It's you people are afraid of.
Mike O'Mara just said how important it was for us to tip our postal workers.
Yes, tip your postal workers, and I believe that 100%. And a little statistic of the day.
Yeah.
This is the fiscal cliff statistic of the day.
Excellent.
You know so much. You have so many facts in your
head. Statistics show that elderly fathers make better fathers.
So there
Thank
are
you very much. Bye-bye.
These are our signs of hope. Congress back to work this week, and to this end of compromise, more and more Republican lawmakers are saying they will break the silly pledge they signed, promising to never raise any taxes for any reason ever. The pledge was written 20 years ago, inspired by the Reagan administration. The Tea Party still clings to it against all logic, and it's attacking Republicans who are starting to back away from the pledge. Georgia's Saxby Chambliss. I knew you'd like this
Who?
Name. A Republican lawmaker from Georgia named Saxby Chambliss.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. He has offered to break his pledge, and the Tea Party, for doing that, has called Mr. Chambliss worthless and not worthy of the title idiot. But new incoming Republicans...
You're talking about a group in the in politics mm-hmm. now that they can fantasize all they want.
They
that,
lost
that,
power.
That
they
they're have. Going it's to gone. Maintain yeah. their power. They have lost their
yeah.
power.
They,
they are a fringe group now, mm-hmm. and it's been proven that the American people don't want them.
Well,
and so I think this is going to be...
We still know. Have 38 lawmakers who did sign the pledge, and that's a substantial number
yeah,
in
yeah.
the House. But
I'm just talking about the people that say call people idiots.
New incoming Republicans are refusing to sign the pledge, for the, like the guys did who are already in there, and more of those who signed on, as you can see by Mr. Chambliss and many other examples, are starting to sign off on it.
If
now.
My name was Saxby, I think I'd prefer being called idiot.
Saxby Chambliss.
That's a cool name. I
Saxby,
like it.
Saxby, I'm sure. Saxby Burbank.
If Mike has a son, we're going to name him Saxby.
Saxby O'Mara.
Very good. Saxby.
President Obama needs to try harder, too, according to historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. I like this woman. She wrote the book that inspired the new Lincoln movie. She says Obama needs to do something along the lines of what LBJ would have done. Quoting her, if LBJ was trying to get off the fiscal cliff, they'd all be sleeping in the White House. Mitch McConnell would be in one room, and John Boehner would be in another, and LBJ would be parading around in his robe. She says if that doesn't
Hot.
Work, if that doesn't work, he could use the Teddy Roosevelt approach and rally voters to put pressure on the Republicans from the outside.
They were talking about Obama when he has people over for you know, other members of the House and Senate to like a movie night mm-hmm. or something, that he'll sit down in front with his group, that he's not a backslapper like LBJ was.
Right.
And you know, you can't necessarily...
Does that exist anymore, though?
Well,
that
I don't
style
know.
Of politics?
I don't know
that
if
it does anymore.
Not so much, but I really believe it can be brought back. And this is another thing Doris Kearns Goodwin said, is they used to all, regardless of party affiliation, they used to all hang out together.
Yep.
And really, that's where they got a lot accomplished, were at these parties and things where
yeah.
you had some Republicans and you had some Democrats and they came up with an idea. And
I think it's brilliant.
Things.
I think that, and there's no reason why, you know, if it really, you know, you say, does it happen anymore? No, it hasn't happened in the last 5 years or
right.
so.
Or longer.
But you can bring it back.
Sure
and I
you
think
can.
You have, you know, right, what a season to bring it back.
This is perfect.
Bring them all over.
This is the perfect time because of this impending financial crisis.
Yeah,
for
this
the government.
Is the time where I think the president's got to improve his golf game.
Yeah. So, absolutely.
Amen.
That and you free too. Up an afternoon for him, right?
Absolutely.
And while the fight to kill Obamacare is over, Obamacare wins, we may be forced to make some changes in it anyway. Analysts say that for all the wonderful things it does, it is expensive at a time we're cutting expenses, and they say that some changes may have to be made as part of our effort to avoid the fiscal cliff. Believe me, they will keep as best they can the parts that we like, covering young people, getting rid of pre-existing conditions, those sorts of things. Those are not going to go away, but they're going to have to do some tweaking, some changes to make this workable going forward in the new
Well, that's part of the deal,
plan.
And I think they ought to yeah. put everything
right.
on the table,
right. Right.
just like we're asking
it's
the Republicans to
yeah.
do. Right.
Exactly.
So that's what it's all
exactly.
about.
Exactly. It's on
and
the
then
table.
We'll slap backs.
And finally, we can only scratch the surface of the Black Friday madness. There were robberies, riots, and people run down with cars. On Thanksgiving night in San Antonio, a man pulled a gun on a guy who had cut in front of him in online at the store. The line cutter found safety behind a refrigerator at a Walmart in Mississippi.
And the refrigerator was at a ridiculously low price.
So he bought it. At a Walmart in Mississippi, a guy dropped a stink bomb made of hog urine from a sow in heat to gross out other shoppers in the store. His idea was to run everybody else out of the store so he could have the run of the place himself.
Good for him.
But everyone's favorite is the Massachusetts man who got a great deal on a 51-inch TV, but accidentally left his girlfriend's 2-year-old boy back at the store. Oh, I'm Buzz boy. Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Grandpa.
Classy yeah. person. Yeah, thank you. That's it. We got to roll out of here. Our show is brought to you by The Man Grate.
Yeah.
Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories. We call it one of the year's best holiday gifts. And our guy, Oscar
yeah.
Santana.
There he is.
Support the cause.
Captain Sobriety.
He makes the man great with his own hands.
Yeah,
right?
Look at these wow. mitts.
He was up all night smelting.
100% cast iron. The man great, just $19.99 when you order through the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. But wait, there's more. Order through us, and you also get a limited edition TMOS grill brush. Give the grilling great that's changing the way America grills. Give the man great.
Thank
and
you.
Carla, I love you, and I couldn't be happier. I am excited.
Congratulations, Mike.
Congrats.
Nothing happier than a baby.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Much more music.